Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is the star-spangled red, white, and blue edition of Tech Talk. Look at Doug Swinhart wrapped in the flag today. Long 4th of July weekend, well underway, and we're glad you're part of it. 109 here on WCCO, 71 degrees, overcast skies, wind out of the west at 11. Eric Nelson in for Stevie T, who was in earlier today for Denny Long. By the way, happy birthday, Canada. Our neighbors to the north turned 150 today, Doug.
Absolutely. Isn't that nice?
They don't look a day over 100.
You know, have you spent much time with people from Canada?
I have, and I've been there numerous times.
Interesting folks. And, you know, every one of them, I get this sense of, you know, here we are up here, and we study U.S. history. You guys don't know anything about our history. And the more they talk, the more I realize they were right.
We don't know a lot about Canada.
You know, our high schools, they just don't teach it like they... Now, you go to Canada, and they show the Declaration of Independence and Constitution and how our government works. And I hate to say that they're better educated than us, but in that area, they're better educated than us.
Yeah, does anybody out there know quickly how many provinces in Canada?
See, that's what I'm talking about. I cannot answer that.
10. I only know that because I found out about 5 minutes ago.
You looked
at
it. You looked it up on Google, didn't you?
No,
sure,
I actually read it in an article out of Seattle. But yes, you're right. They learn a lot about us. I don't think we know enough about them, but they are our neighbors to the north, so happy birthday. Tech Talk underway. We'll take your phone call, 651-989-9226 or 866-989-9226. 651-989-9226, 866-989-9226. You can text Doug as well, 81807. A lot to get into, Doug. Saw an interesting article in USA Today. You know, Steve Case, a guy who was AOL's co-founder and behind really the original internet, which tends to have a lot of, you know, roots in California, Silicon Valley, the East Coast, maybe down around Austin, Texas.
Indeed.
There might be a third wave, and it could benefit the Midwest.
Yeah. Well, you know, the three main internet backbones have needed to be expanded for a long time. And the infrastructure in our country, there are a lot of little pockets, even right up here in Minnesota, that just don't have access to high-speed internet. Even just north of the city, they're just barely getting going with cable and DSL. And to me, it's heartbreaking because I think every inch of this country should be covered with at least three high-speed choices, and we just don't have it. It's coming. It's getting better. I'm really glad to see this. Anytime I see somebody that made a lot of money in the internet in the late 70s, early 80s, and through the 90s, it does my heart good to see them turn around and say it's time to give something back. And that's really what Mr. Case is doing here.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, one of the things in the USA Today article is it's so expensive to live, say, in Silicon Valley that some people are leaving there for other spots. And the Midwest is becoming a landing spot slowly, but you're seeing the growth. And so you may have this third wave of internet, people saying, hey, I can come to the Midwest. It's more affordable. I can do this. I can do that. And it could create jobs.
Oh, telecommuting is huge. And if we look at it from an employer standpoint, a normal business in downtown St. Paul, just as an example, a law office, may have 20 attorneys and 50, 60 support staff. If they can actually take the support staff and have them working at home, look at the cost reduction. First of all, the people aren't driving down the freeway, so and no parking. They can work at home. And I find working at home, I'm more productive, but that's just me. Now, from the employer standpoint, we can scrap that office space, saving rent, scrap that desk, scrap the carpet, scrap the cleaning. The savings is enormous. And I really believe that we're on a trek to get this. I was talking this way 30 years ago, and people didn't believe me. They believe me now. I mean, it's absolutely happening. And it does make sense. Makes sense for everybody.
And Steve Case is saying that when this third wave kicks in, industries such as healthcare, energy, food, agriculture, education, they're going to become ripe in places like the Midwest. Do you buy that?
I do. I think that, you know, telecommuting is just making it possible to make the most out of their income, first of all. And in addition to that, from an employer standpoint, we know that people on the West Coast are higher paid than we are here. We know this. Well, if they can have a 25 to a 30% decrease in wages and the people's lifestyle is actually better, most people don't care. We want to live right. We want to live well. Well, if I was going to take a 30% reduction in pay and move out of New York City, for example, and instead of living in a 600-square-foot apartment on the 15th floor, I was living in a 2,000-square-foot house and had a backyard and a sandbox and had trees across the street. I'd take the cut, but that's me. I think common sense just dictates that telecommuting, we're going to see a lot more of this.
Yeah, I think you're right. Give us a call, 651-989-9226 or 866-989-9226. It's Tech Talk with Doug Swinhart, Eric Nelson in for Stevie T, J-Lo, Jonathan Lowe is our studio coordinator. And I guess one thing, Doug, you've talked about this now for a few years. The internet is still evolving. Where it is today, it may not even look remotely like this 10, 20 years down the road.
I have to agree. The innovations that Comcast and Xfinity has put forth with video compression and data compression, and this is an area where I think Comcast really, really deserves 110 attaboys. They have done more innovation to accelerate the speed with the resources available than any company on the planet. And I don't want to take away from CenturyLink or Quest or Comcast or anything like that. But the truth is, when it comes to innovating and compression and data flow and infrastructure, I just don't see a second to Comcast Xfinity. They've really done it well.
All right, we do have a caller on the line. He's in St. Paul. Dave wants to talk about Linux.
Oh, cool. Hi, Dave. What's up?
Hey, you guys do a great job. I love the show.
Well, thank you so much.
And you are a proponent of the Linux operating system, saying that the security is unbeatable. Now, and the internet security has become such a problem recently, I'm wondering, like, well, why aren't we all switching over to this? The huge companies are getting hacked. I hear that you can't, with Linux, go out and buy software programs. I mean, why isn't everybody switching to Linux if that is the answer to security?
What an absolute tremendous question. And the thing is it's happening slowly. When it comes to software, here's the thing. If you have a software need that is Windows compliant, say, for example, you've got a small business and you've run QuickBooks for the past 20 years. QuickBooks is a tremendous product, and you want to keep it local. You want to keep it running on your local machine. You're going to require Windows. However, with nearly any software need that you have, I can generally, and I'm nothing special in the Linux community, I can generally find an alternative that is almost identical or better, and you download it and you run it for free. And when I talk about free software, you need to understand a little bit about the open source concept. That doesn't mean that they don't need money to live. I encourage people, when I install Linux Mint or Linux Lite, after 6 months or a year, if you're happy and you haven't got any viruses and it's doing everything you need it to do, by all means, go on their website and donate. Keep the project moving forward. Now, you're under no obligation to do that, but it is helpful. Now, as far as converting businesses from Windows to Linux, I think it's happening a lot more than what people realize. I myself have had many businesses that you got to take it slow. First of all, because people don't like change. Second of all, I can't be disrupting somebody's day-to-day business as we're going through this conversion. But nonetheless, it is happening. And we need more people just like yourself to continue to ask that question. I've been asking that question about voting machines and state licensing for our driver's license. You can't fight it. You just can't fight it. It will come. And I also want to say this. There is no such thing as a perfectly safe system. When I say there's no such thing as a virus or malware on Linux, trust me when I tell you, it's possible, but it's a lot more work. And they're going to affect a lot fewer people. And the Linux community appears to jump on this like ugly on an ape. Because it's open source, we don't have to wait for one company to start coming up with fixes. There are literally tens of thousands of people who are searching for the fix and distributing that information globally. So I think it's our future. I think it's just a matter of time. A great call, and I really, really appreciate that call. Thank you so much.
All right, you can text us at 81807 or call us at 651-989-9226 or 866-989-9226. It's Tech Talk. You're on WCCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It is Tech Talk. Long holiday weekend well underway, but Doug Swinhart never takes any time off. He might wave a sparkler on his way out of the luxurious WCCO studios, but that's about it.
The secret, Eric, is you just got to pace yourself. Move a little slower and just don't stop.
But just keep moving, right?
Yeah.
Like a glacier.
Absolutely.
Just keep moving at a very slow pace. It's nice outside, 71 degrees, overcast skies, a little breezy, wind out of the west at 11. It's 1:23 on a Tech Talk Saturday. Eric Nelson in for Stevie T, who was in for Denny Long earlier. Doug, a lot of phone calls, people lining up. Again, the number 651-989-9226, 866-989-9226, or text us 81807. Let's go to Isanti Gordon. You're on the show.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. What's up, Gordon?
I have Windows 10.
Okay.
By the way, I'm speaking to a neophyte on a computer. I have Windows 10, and I got a notification for an update. So I turned it on, and it said, leave your computer on. This may take a while. And it started to go through the update. It got to about 75%. This took about, 20 minutes or so. And all of a sudden, my computer now, or the screen just went blank.
Could be in a power cycle mode.
It's been blank like this now for about an hour.
If you move your mouse or tap your space bar, your screen doesn't turn back on?
No. I did the mouse thing. I did the space bar. So I figured the heck with it. I'll just turn it off. So I tried to turn it off, and I can't even turn it off.
I would let this go even if it goes for like 10 or 12 hours. Leave it on as long as possible. Worst case scenario, when you push your power button in, you may have to hold it in for 18 to 20 seconds to power it down continuous. But I would let it go as long as possible. As long as it's not overheating and your hard drive isn't beating itself to death, you might be waiting for a small little idiosyncrasy. Unless you're getting that latest anniversary update. But if that doesn't do it, you give me a call next week and we'll track down and see what we can figure out for you. And thank you for the call. I wish I was more definite there.
Thanks for the call, Gordon. Let's go to Coon Rapids in the northern burbs. Rick, you're on Tech Talk.
Yeah, hi, Doug. I got a question about data storage.
Okay.
For years now, I've been backing up my data on my zip drive, but now my zip drive is acting up. Now, what do I do now?
Depending on the amount of data that you have, if you've got a network in your house, and you probably do because you got internet, you may want to take a look at what's called a NAS, a network attached storage system. You can purchase these things at Micro Center or online, depending on how much drive space you need. They start at about $150. It'll connect to your network, internal network, and you can send and receive files from any device in your house. And some of them are even cloud-based. So when you're traveling, you can send and receive files as long as you have the appropriate login. NAS, N-A-S, Network Attached Storage System. And you can get them in a Seagate or a Buffalo or a Western Digital. And if you pop into Micro Center and talk about that, but yeah, you need to replace that zip drive. That's like old technology. It's not safe. Worst case scenario, buy an external hard drive and move everything from that zip drive to that external hard drive. But in the future, if you've been doing this, I commend you for taking care of your data, but you might want to consider a network-attached storage system. And thank you for the call.
Yeah, we do appreciate it. We have a couple of folks who have texted us, Doug, at 81807. Doug, is there a way to still upgrade Windows 7 to Windows 10 free? I missed my opportunity last year when I was busy upgrading and changing parts on my gaming PC, Dave.
The interesting thing is if you take this PC and you put in a different hard drive and you install Windows 10 from the ground up using your key to download what's called the Windows 10 ISO, 95% of the time it will take. And if you want to give me a call next week, I can help you through this thing. You can make it happen. With the gamer, I'm going to hesitate that you get out of 7 and go into 10 if you've got a gaming machine. There's a lot of things that are advantageous in Windows 7 that you're going to kiss goodbye in Windows 10. Now, flip side to that, if you have an Xbox on your network and you want to be using some of your Xbox games in your PC, tough to beat Windows 10. So there's a trade-off both ways there. Thank you so much for the text, and have a good weekend.
And once again, the text line is 81807. The phone lines are 989-9226. That's 651-989-9226 or 866-989-9226. Give us a call here on WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Also, a reminder, the insane inflatable 5K is coming to town in just a few weeks, and you and your crew are invited to the bounce party. Fitness can be fun. Find out how and register early to take advantage of special savings at insaneinflatable5k.com. Doug, I could see you at that bounce party.
Yeah, that's an exercise thing, right?
Yes, it is.
I thought so.
That'll be some good cardio for you. When we come back, we will go back to the phone lines here on WCCO. Been a busy day here at WCCO. Tech Talk well underway, 71 degrees, overcast skies, wind out of the west at 11 miles an hour. Eric Nelson, Doug Swinhart with you. The long July 4th holiday weekend is underway. So wherever you are, keep it safe and have a lot of fun. And those fireworks, treat them with caution because they can do some damage. All right, Doug, let's go back to the phone lines. We will check in with Jim in Columbia Heights. Hi, Jim.
Hi. I'm not in Columbia Heights now. I'm one of the 50,000 CCO listeners stuck on 35W.
Well, give us a traffic update real quick, Jim. What's going on?
Oh, it's just bumper to bumper between Sandstone and the city because of just the volume of people going up north. And it's about an hour delay to get to Sandstone. But it's a good time to call in Tech Talk. I got a question for Doug.
I'll do the best I can, Jim. What's up?
Doug, I'm pretty careful about what I download because I'm a photographer.
Okay.
But I attached itself to a photograph that I opened, and now I have this little box on my screen, and I click on it, and I can't get rid of it.
This is one thing I'm really glad that you called. People don't know this, but they're in graphics, in JPEGs, and GIFs. Viruses and malware can be implanted inside the image. At this particular point, I want you to open up a web browser, preferably Mozilla Firefox, current version, or Google Chrome. And I want you to go to google.com and type in ADW Cleaner, no spaces. A is in apple, D is in dog, W is in winter, the word cleaner, and then hit a space and type in Major Geeks, and just download it right straight from the Major Geeks file depository. It will run a scan. It will clean it. You'll have to reboot your computer, and that will get rid of it. And by the way, ADW Cleaner is written and distributed by the same people, our friends at Malware Bytes. Perfectly safe. You can trust it to the nth degree. That will solve that. I've been seeing more of this lately, by the way. We're not sure how they're actually getting into photos. We think that it's a Trojan horse that's going across from computer to computer, Windows machine to Windows machine. Thank you so much for the call, and good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jim. Again, our phone numbers are 651-989-9226 in the Twin Cities Metro, or 866-989-9226. That's the toll-free line. Maybe you're like Jim. Maybe you're sitting in gridlock on I-35 trying to get to your cabin.
We'll still take that call.
Yeah, we will take that call, no doubt about it. And maybe you're in town visiting from other parts in the U.S. or Canada. Doug will take your call as well. Connie has been waiting for a few minutes. She's in Edina. Hey, Connie.
Hi.
Hi, Connie. What's up?
Well, my college upgraded my PC laptop to Windows 10, and I want to turn on Windows Defender and uninstall AVG malware. I don't have admin permission to make these changes. I don't know how to switch to the admin user ID, and I don't know the password even if I did. Can you help me?
Oh, boy, this is tough. If your computer was set up with an enterprise version of an antivirus, which yours was, you almost have to get a hold of the enterprise administrator to help you with this. Now, if you're no longer in college and you're no longer affiliated with that enterprise, there are steps that you can take, but it is a massive undertaking. It's almost easier to take your data off and reinstall Windows from the ground up. And if you have trouble with this, give me a call next week, and we'll go over this. We'll see if we can get this through for you. But, yeah, once you're attached to an enterprise, that's a whole different deal. That's going actually over the domain. Like I say, give me a call next week, and we can spend some time at this and hopefully get you out of this thing.
All right, Connie, have a great holiday weekend. We'll go to Golden Valley now. Keep it in the Twin Cities Metro. Kurt, you're on Tech Talk with Doug.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
And sure.
I'm waiting for the two-hour show to come back.
Me too. Let's do it.
Hey, Doug, I took your advice and downloaded Adware Cleaner, which you just mentioned to the last caller.
Yes, ADW and Cleaner, yes.
It does the job, but then it asks me to restart my computer. Then I go through that and restart, and the problem just comes back. It clears it out, and then when I restart, it comes back. It eliminates, like, the same six items every time.
Okay, here's the thing. Now, with ADW Cleaner, if you're going through this, you need to keep track of what the startup items are that are causing that. In addition to this, we know that ADW Cleaner sometimes, as rare as it is, will sometimes give a false read. I would have to know what those six items are. It's if they're the same program and it comes from something like Adobe or something you completely trust, you're going to have to do a little research on this. As rare as this is, it does happen. I think you're probably getting a false read. Nonetheless, I would take the time and track it down. And if you need some help with that, give me a holler next week and we'll connect up remotely and take a look at those files and see what we can find out about that. Thank you for the call.
And it is 139, 71 degrees, overcast skies here in the Twin Cities on Tech Talk. Back to the text line at 81807. Doug, my Samsung R580 laptop doubles as my DVR. Would a hybrid drive be the best hard drive upgrade? What kind of software to clean my existing system?
If you're using a laptop as a digital video recorder, I would absolutely highly recommend an SSD drive. And for that type of volume, I would say, and it's rare that I say this, but I'd get a terabit. By the way, and this is not a commercial. I wish it was. I wish that Best Buy would support us. Best Buy has terabyte Samsung 1 terabyte SSD drives on sale from $399 if you buy it online, $319. That's cheap, cheap, cheap 1 terabit drive. I would absolutely do that. Now, if you're in a Windows environment, the Samsung drive will actually come with what's called data migration, and you can mirror the drive from one drive to the next right within Windows. If you're not running Windows, if you're running some other operating system, you'll have to use something like HD Clone or something on that order, but it's absolutely doable. You will be amazed at how well that computer will run with that SSD drive. I put these in every week. I think I did four of them this week. Nobody ever complains about a solid-state drive, ever. It's the one upgrade that you could be guaranteed is going to make your computer run like brand new. In fact, it's probably never run like it'll run when you get that solid-state drive in there. Thank you so much for the text. That one was just awesome.
All right, again, we do have a couple of phone lines open. Call us up, 651-989-9226. That's the Twin Cities Metro number, 651-989-9226, or the toll-free line, 866-989-9226, 866-989-9226. Doug, with this long holiday weekend, and really we have this perfect storm because with July 4th coming on a Tuesday, Monday's basically a natural day off. Then you have the weekend. Some people got out yesterday, even Thursday. You're a tech guy. You're a computer guy. You're plugged in. Do you recommend people unplugging for a while? Is it something we need to do? I know you can't do it, you know, entirely the way things are now set up, but should you just kind of unplug?
If I'm leaving town for 3 days, I shut everything down. Now, my computers, all my computer equipment, my television, even my refrigerator is connected to a APC battery backup unit, which will protect that equipment from a lightning strike. But yeah, there's nothing wrong with shutting your equipment down. And in fact, from time to time, especially with a Windows machine, you gotta shut them down all the way because some of the updates require that. In fact, this guy that's looped in this update, it might be because he's got three or four updates that required his machine to be shut down and just never has. And that will create an update loop. But there's nothing wrong in the world with shutting them down. Not at all.
So that's a good thing. What about shutting down yourself personally and detaching from these laptops, these iPads, these tablets, these phones that really now become part of us?
I highly recommend that, but it's extremely difficult.
It is, isn't it? Yeah,
well, the problem here, see, is now I've got one phone, and that phone is with me. And yes, it's a smartphone. And yes, I don't answer texts like I should, and I don't answer emails like I should on my smartphone, but I'm carrying it. So unless I want to cut myself off from the world, that's pretty tough. I do recommend to get out and do some boating and some swimming and get out and get around that grill and barbecue and spend some family time. And especially, and we're seeing this more and more every year, teens, kids, all the way down to toddlers now. Hand them an iPad and they're entertained. Well, I get it. It's not the serious problem I think that most people think it is, but we still need to have some social interaction. I agree. From time to time, unplug. Unplug and unwind.
Yeah, get out, jump in a lake, feel that water.
Absolutely.
Have the fresh air blow in your face. Get
Absolutely.
Some sunshine. The irony is, though, if you're going to go up north or somewhere and you know, experience nature, you probably want your phone so you can take those photos.
You're going to, your phone's going to be in your pocket.
Right,
you know it is.
Right, you got to get those pictures so you can text them back to all your friends and family members. Let's go to White Bear Lake. Craig, you're on Tech Talk.
Great. Thank you. I just got a question. I don't even know if you've already talked about it or not. Anyways, I'm wondering if I open emails and text and pictures and stuff that people would send me, is my phone able to get viruses or is it pretty much just into computers?
It's extremely rare, but yes, it's possible. Let me reiterate here. There is no such thing as 100% secure digital machine. I don't care what it is. Phone, computer. Now, if your telephone is connected through a cell phone service, which most of them are, that cell phone service, AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, all the biggies, T-Mobile, they're going to be sending you out updates. And here's the thing with your phone becoming infected, whether it's an iOS system or an Android, it really depends on what you've downloaded and installed for apps. If you are cautious and know where that app came from, several years ago there was an app that everybody on the planet had to have, Eric, and it was a flashlight. Cool idea. I'm going to my car, I hit this little app, and by God, I got a flashlight, I can open my car, I can find my keys, whatnot. That app was carrying like five different pieces of malware. The actual author claimed he had nothing to do with it, and I'm not sure if they did or not, but that app spread around the planet Like, it went viral. The app went viral. And hence, there were millions of iPhones and Android phones that were affected by this. People not only had to take the app off, but a lot of them had to take their phone all the way back to factory restore, which with Google Play and what Apple's got set up is not that big a deal anymore because you can pop them right back to where they were. But yes, your phone is as vulnerable as any other piece of equipment. I don't think they're as vulnerable as a Windows machine. And that's just the topology of Windows being built on a DOS platform. By the way, there's rumors, of course they've been rumored for 25 years, there's rumors that Microsoft may be working on a Linux-type version of Windows. I didn't say it out loud, I just mumbled it.
You didn't hear that on the 50,000-watt boomstick.
No, no.
That was your imagination.
Yeah, it was just a whisper.
We are going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get to Catherine. She's up in Chisago City, and we'll finish up Tech Talk on this first day of July 2017. By the way, we are brought to you by Wally McCarthy's Cadillac Hummer. Certified Cadillacs on sale up to 40% off the original MSRP. Check out McCarthyAuto.com today. It is 147 on WCCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're having a lot of fun on Tech Talk. Happy Independence Day, which is coming on July 4th. The long holiday weekend is underway. WCCO will be with you every step of the way. Our own version of indoor fireworks today with Doug Swinhart, Tech Talk, as we get into everything and anything regarding your computer, laptop, iPad, tablet, phone, whatever. Catherine's been waiting in Chicago City. Hey, Catherine.
Hello.
Hi, do we got you?
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, you're welcome.
I have two questions.
Okay.
One is, first of all, I have a Microsoft system on a Toshiba laptop. And I get this, I put on the Nielsen app at some point. Now, I don't know if I need that, but I've been trying to get rid of it, but I have no idea where to. And I always get these messages about the Nielsen extension, which I closed off once, but I keep getting these messages, and I don't know where the actual program to delete it is.
It's in your browsers. And it may be a little bit weird to find. Catherine, if you give me a call next week, I can connect up to you, and in about 2 minutes, we'll find it. And by the way, when I connect to somebody remotely, I use a product called TeamViewer Quick Support. When we disconnect, nobody has any access over anyone's computer. It's very safe. You can see every move I make. There's nothing hidden. But something like this, the first time you're looking at plugins and extensions in browsers, it can be a little daunting. And you may have actually downloaded it in one browser and it filtered over to the other. Yeah, I've seen this a lot. So that's a simple one. How about question two?
One. Hello?
Yes. What's the other question?
Oh, sorry. The second one is every now and again, when I turn on the computer, it's usually been asleep, not completely off. It says, this action cannot be completed because the other program is busy, and they don't say what the other program is. Choose switch to activate. When I click that, it's as if I clicked on that Microsoft icon at the bottom left, and I get my whole menu up, and then the message goes away.
I'm not certain. This could be where you have two separate profiles on the computer, two users. When you turn on your computer, if you come to a screen and say, for example, I can take Catherine on one and Joe or Mike on another one, it's possible that a program is open under another profile. If that's not it, I've also seen this happen where we installed a piece of software, 5 or 6 months later, Microsoft Update has some kind of change and it breaks the link to the Dynamic Link library for that software. The software is still continuing to run, kind of, and then when you go to shut down, it can't shut down completely because the Dynamic Link has been broken. That's actually a job for CCleaner. If you haven't already done so, download and install CCleaner and just open up a Google search box, type in CCLEANER and put space free and download it for free. Run it, run the cleaner and the registry cleaner. And don't be afraid, it won't hurt a thing. And that probably will take care of both that. And thank you for the call.
Thanks a lot, Connie. Up there in Chisago City, as we have just a few minutes left here on Tech Talk. If you want to sneak in a call, 651-989-9226 or 866-989-9226. Doug, as we approach the holiday, any big plans?
No, this is I don't know if you know this or not, but Esme invited me to be on TV tomorrow morning.
Well, plug it.
I'll be on Channel 4 sometime after 10 o'clock. It's a short segment. But I'm always happy to be on, you know, I love Esme Murphy. You know, she's one of my faves, Joan. She is so intelligent. It's incredible.
Well, this is going to be great stuff. They're going to put you in the green room. They're going to get the pancake makeup out.
I have never
They're
going to
do everything, Doug.
Now,
you're
going to
be ready for prime.
Makeup? No, come on.
That's what they're going to do to you because the lights are so bright over there at Channel 4. They're like spotlight intensity. No, that's good stuff.
Isn't that fun?
So Tech Talk goes to the tube.
Yep, she said they're going to be plugging the our Saturday show, which is a nice thing. But she called and asked. I said, "Well, I'd love to." Yeah. Didn't want to interfere with any family time. I said, "Oh no, I'll be there."
I think I speak for Stevie T and J Lo, the weekly regulars on this show, and I'm doing it occasionally. Don't forget about us, Doug.
Oh,
because once you do Channel 4, then that goes viral, and suddenly you're out there, Access Hollywood, and, oh, yeah, we used to know him.
Oh, yeah, It's good to see you haven't lost your sense of humor over the 4th.
No, we try to have a sense of humor in these chaotic times that we live in. So any parting words of wisdom for our listeners?
Oh, absolutely not. Just keep it backed up. Make sure. You know, one thing we should mention, I continue to get calls from people who are getting calls and, well, we can see your computer's infected. Don't buy it. They'll purport themselves as Microsoft or Dell or HP. It's not true and it's not real. I got like 5 calls again this week. Just use some common sense and you'll be fine. Don't be so – trust them about the same as you trust a stranger coming to your door. There's really no difference. And other than that, have a good 4th.
Yeah, same to you, Doug. We'll catch you tomorrow morning, slightly after 10 a.m. on Chanel No. 4 with Esme.
There you go. Thank you.
All right, very good. He's Doug Swinhart. This has been Tech Talk. It's 71 degrees outside. Overcast skies, 156 on WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.